Everyone has a copy. Okay, we're going to refer to a little bit to the Mishnah Berurah Lusiya as we can. I want to do the next piece of Gemara. I know we have the Victosis to do for tomorrow. It's a, sort of a self-contained inyan. But we'll do one piece of Gemara and we'll see how this really goes back to everything we've been seeing until now, building the Sugya. Rashi already alluded to it earlier in Amud Aleph, this Gemara. The question of Nois Sugya Muflagin Menu Arba. So what do we have at this point in the Sugya? We had the Mishnah, which had three cases of Piri Sadin, Chama, or Bnei Anishar, that's a problem. And then Pirsa Agabi Akinof. All these cases are puzzle. Agabi Akinof is a problem of Ol Mafsik, that's for sure. The other two cases that we start with, not exactly clear 100% what the problem is. Rashi introduces the concept of Mesachech Udam Mekabel Tumma, that's for the first two cases. We noted our Diuk and Rashi, keep this in mind. Why that problem might happen to the Ol Mafsik problem? And the answer seems to be because in the case of Kinof, Rashi says, Machikan Minaschach, Hechikan Minaschach. So this is our Chiddush. Again, it's not black and white in Rashi, but it's we're extracting it out of Rashi. It's going to be helpful for the next Gemara that we have. That Rashi will hold that the problem of Ol Mafsik is only when you have the Haflaga that we found, for example, in earlier Gemara by Sukkah with Sukkah, Sukkah Gabi Sukkah. So we wanted to say Pshat and Rashi. That the problem of Mafsik for Rashi is limited to a case where there's a separate gap between this new Ohel and the Ohel of the Sukkah, the Tzchach of the Sukkah. So therefore, in a case of Kinof, you have an Ohel Mafsik problem. In the earlier cases, there's something else to talk about, and that's Nesach, Yidav, and Kabot Tumma. What is that idea? So also Mechudash, we said, but we said, according to Rashi, there's a notion called Nesach, Yidav, and Kabot Tumma, even when I have a perfect schach without it, but if I have a chefs of schach, which is silasa meruba of mekabel tuma, that creates a chefs of a sukkah psula. Notwithstanding the fact that I have a good schach, but this is itself a problem with sachich and mekabel tuma. But that halacha also has its limitations. That halacha is only when you are spreading it for the sake of schach. And that's why the case of Kinof didn't have that problem, it only had the problem of Olam Mafsik. Because in Kinof, you're not spreading it for Schach. You're spreading it with Noyal Mitasa. So really, you have three cases in the Mishnah, two different psulim, and the case that has one psul can have the other psul. You follow me? The cases that are possible in some of the Tumma don't have the problem of Ol Mafsik because, as we said, they are too close to the Schach to be Ol Mafsik. So therefore, it's not quite a separate Ohel. The cases of Ol Mafsik is not a problem of Sachech because you're not doing a Fasikach. That's how we read the Mishnah according to Rashi. From that, we saw Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that Ne'an Nishar is Dafka, and it's going to Osa that would be Kasher. And Rashi says Mefurish, what's the Pshat in Rav Chisda? Why Le'an Osa is Kasher? Because it's not the problem of Sach and Dov and Kabul Tumma, because you're not doing it for Sach. That's the point in Rashi. Again, that's the point that Rashi emphasizes. And again, on Amud Beis, when we saw the Sugya, the story of the Minyamin, the servant of Ravashi, and we saw this inyan of spreading something liyabesh to dry on the sukkah. So we saw that people could think that you put it in for sikuch if it was wet, and even if you know if it's wet, they know. If it's dry, they don't know. So what's the problem? So the problem is if they would know. They would think it was Mesach Deva Kabbalah Tumma. They think you put it for Sikuch. That's the problem of Mesach Deva Kabbalah Tumma. What you don't see anywhere in Rashi throughout this, until we get to the next Gemara within Rav Nachman, we're going to see now, we don't see this idea of being batu to the Schach. And Rashi makes no mention of it in any Rashi that we saw so far. We're not also being kasher because it's batu to the Schach. No mention in Rashi of that. We're not also is kasher. Why? Because it's not l'sikuch. That's all. But then we know that other Rishonim. Other Rishonim bring in, and they're in a falpo in this Indian, what's called batu tzitzchach, what's not batu tzitzchach. And they learn the na'osa as a way of saying it's batu tzitzchach, and therefore the problem, whatever it is, disappears. And then they have to clear what's called batu tzitzchach. L'shem ha'beged, that's where the question of the story of Avashi's servant comes in. What did he pass? So did he only did? And when it's wet, could you eat under it? Could you not eat under it? It's a cold bottle. And in other words, it's a problem that can be solved by saying it's batul to the beged. What's the naosa? Does it? And this is what we wanted to read into Rabbeinu Tam also. Rabbeinu Tam, Pashtus is after Tshuvas HaGaonim comes Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosus. Tshuvas HaGaonim seems to look at the problem in terms of a mitzdarif issue in the Mishnah. I don't have enough tzeil. Comes the Sadin and say and gives you enough tzeil. You have to know, according to the Tshuvas HaGaonim, and then what's the point of Lina'osa versus not Lina'osa. L'chor, everything depends on whether it's Tshuvas HaRuba or not Tshuvas HaRuba. That's the kash of the Rosh. So the Karbon HaSanus has a whole shot on that. You mash them this year later on. Good, that could be one way to go. Some say that Rabbeinu Tamir was working with the Gaonim, who was reinterpreting the Gaonim, so he was saying they mean what I mean. Okay, so they never really meant anything different to Rabbeinu Tam. That could also be. You have to know, if they meant Mitzdarif, then you have this problem of the Rosh, it's a Kashif Pshat, you have to figure out a Yishuv. But Rabbeinu Tam works Pshat in the Mishnah is that the issue was you wouldn't have been able to maintain the Tzilas HaMeruba because of the Chama, because of the Nishar, and that's what the Sadin is coming to do. So what exactly is the problem? That's not clear in Tosis. Is it a Maimid problem? Some indications in some sources that it's a Maimid issue. We said it doesn't seem clear from Tosis, that's what it is. He said Drabbanan, some Rishonim, Rav Yah, there may be indications it's a Drabbanan, but it doesn't sound that way in Tosis either. So exactly what did Rabbeinu Tam mean? Is it a Mitzdarif problem? So we showed the Tosis and Dav Dalit, that a case like this where it's keeping it, preserving it, Tzilas HaMeruba, doesn't seem to be a problem with Mitzdarif. So what is the problem? Tosus had a kasha on Rashi that Maishnah Milena Osa, as if to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, everything is good. So what exactly is the point? So we suggest that the problem is, at least by Minhag Nishar, is an old Mafsik problem. And the only way to get around that problem, Vol Mafsik, the fact that it's close to the Schach doesn't save you. Rashi might hold that way. That was a Diuk in Rashi. But if you don't hold that way, Rashi, you don't hold that way, Rashi could hold that way. But we don't have to agree. The Rishon don't have to agree with that. It could be close to the Schach, it's still an old Mafsik problem. So how do you get around it? You say that it's batul to the Schach. So that's where the Na'osa comes in. When the Na'osa says it's batul to the Schach. So what's the pshat Rabbeinu Tam? If you had Tzilas HaMeruba and it would remain Tzilas HaMeruba without the Sadin, then it's kasher. Why? Because it's the same thing as the Na'osa. That was the cheshbon we made in the Tosis. If the Sadin is just giving me the convenience of having less sun, but either way the tzeil was more than the sun and it would stay that way. So it gives me more, a little more, you know, less sun to bother me. And Nishar would never have led you to be Chamas HaMeruba. I just don't want any droppings. That's an Na'osa. Therefore, it's Batul to the Schach. Therefore, it's no problem. Vol Mafsik. That would be the Chiddush of Beit Tam. That would be fine. So what is the problem case? Where the Sadin is contributing to the Hechsher HaSukkah. Not in the here and now, but in maintaining the Hechsher HaSukkah. So if the Sadin is maintaining the Hechsher HaSukkah, then it can be Batul to the Schach. It's necessary. Contributing to the Hechsher HaSukkah, then it's not batul. That was the pshat that we get. There are many pshat. This is the way that we learned out the sugya. This is the way we learned the Rabbeinu Tam. Then we also noted that from the Ran, it's clear that he had a different take on Rabbeinu Tam. In the Ran, you see that Rabbeinu Tam said what he said because otherwise he would be facing a problem based on how he understands the case of Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilan being possible. So many Rishonim say, in the case of Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilan, Loshna Sukkah Kadam, Loshna Ilan Kadam. It's always possible. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Sukkah Kadam, then, even if the Ilan is Tzilas HaMeruba, it's going to be Kasher. That's the case. The Mishnah over here is Mashma, Tiras HaLeh Sadin, I had a Sukkah first, and then comes the Sadin. So how can it be a problem? Rabbeinu Tam understood the problem in some way, connecting it to the issue of the schach pasul of an ilan, so of a schach pasul of a sadin. But if it's the case of sukkah kadam, what's the problem? The answer is, by making the case a case of the hechsher sukkah is dependent on the sadin, that takes away the ma'ila of sukkah kadma. Because without the sadin, the sukkah is not going to remain kosher. It's going to dry up. It's not going to remain. Therefore, the sukkah is not kadam, because the hechsher sukkah is not going to remain kosher. Therefore, you need the sadin, for the sadin is kadam, or sadin is coming together with the sukkah, but not after the sukkah. So according to this Pshat Rabbeinu Tam, right, you have to go back and always assume that we're talking about the psul of sukkah tachas ha'ilan, and it has to be only a case of the it wasn't sukkah kadam. Okay, this is what we said so far, and how did we follow up on this when we had the issue of Noi not being b'mayit b'sukkah? So why is it true that it's not b'mayit? So Rashi says, because if it were schach, it would be a problem of mekabel tumah. But since you're telling me that it's not a problem, why? Because you didn't spread it out for schach. That's why it's not b'mayit. You can have it both ways. That's Rashi b'shitas. According to the other Rishonim, the Ritva, they say different words. Why is Noi not in Mayit the Sukkah and the Gova Sukkah? They can't use Rashi's words. They're not dealing with the issue of Misach no Kabutum. As far as Noi is concerned, it's also Schach. What is the reason why it's not in Mayit? What are they going to say? Follow the trail. So what's the reason for the other Rishonim? Chevra, no. Because it's Batul. And the Ritva Ed, if it's Batul, then it's Kimandalesa. Kimandain. Mandalasnayu. Interesting. It's one of the things I want to mention in Mishnah Berurah. Could be a nafkamina as follows. Suppose the Noi Sukkah is midavar that's kasher v'schach. What would you say then? Would it be mait in the Gova Sukkah? No, what do you say? What would you say? If it's midavar kasher v'schach,
Beischachim could still be a problem if it's
over
kosher.
But if it's not, we'll throw it haflaga. It's close. Yeah, no, we're talking about haflaga right now. But so the in Tavrish Lamed Gimel, in Sif Gimel, talks about the case of noy sukkah that you're hung in the sukkah. Va'idekin esmait chalala lo havi miut. So the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, you probably have it on one of the pages, V'afilo haya al yadam filas ha-meruba v'atam d'lav min schachu g'on she'itra b'kramim ha-metzuyarim v'yesh omrim d'afilo miyata b'asavim u'prachim she'em k'sherim l'schach gam ken l'avim miyut k'ol she'lo t'lo'an rak l'na'us ha-sokat b'uvad v'lo l'shem tse'el l'av she'em schach aleyem k'dukamon t'metofesh l'amid hei. No, but according to Rashi, what would you think according to Rashi? You could say it's, even if it's kosher, it's still not the same sikuch, same thing. Why does Rashi have to talk about mekabel tumah though? I'm not sure. Rashi talks about the fact that it's mekabel tumah. The ischacha, we have mitzvah mishum mekabel tumah, so you could say it's still not l'shem sikach regardless. Could be. But Rashi is pushing the point of Sa'adam Kabbalah Tumah. If it's l'shem tse'el, it's not l'shem tse'el. Then maybe that's what I call l'shem tse'el. Maybe that's why. It's still not l'shach. It's not l'shem. It has to be l'shem tse'el. Could be. So maybe it wouldn't be enough to mean. Anyway, that's interesting. That I saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that discussion. What would be if it was davar kasher l'shach? I see the halacha also. He brings in the Bir Halacha that Prima Gadim is Medayik from Rashi. Dim Itra Basavim Uprachim and Matin. Why? Because he took Rashi literally, that it's only a problem that it's not Memayit if it's a Davar Mekabel Tumah. Okay. Then the other, the case of the putting a Beged L'Yabesh on, so that's also brought, and this is something I don't have a good pshat, but l'chayra, the whole discussion that comes up in the poskim, that is it called batel to the schach, and what's called batel to the schach, what's not, seemingly should not be relevant for Rashi. The way that we learned Rashi, again, Maybe Mashmosin and some Rishon to learn Rashi differently, that it, you do have to bring in Bittul. But Rashi doesn't say Bittul at any point here. It's only later with Rav Nachman he's going to say it. That's it. Until now in the Osu, nothing to do with Rav Bittul at all. It's just, it's not for the sake of Sikuch. So this whole discussion that the Rishonim have and the Poskim have about what's called Bittul, it's not called Bittul, for Rashi it's a non-issue. If it's not for Sikuch, then it's not a problem. It's not Mesach Dama Kabul Tumah. Finished. Yeah.
Within Rashi, once it's within four, and it's then for not a Olamasik, what is its status at that point? And they're understanding that those people are saying it's Batzel, even if within Rashi. Or
but,
the other one.
But I want to hold what you're saying. I don't think so, but let's see the next Gemara, you see. Because you'll see why I don't want to say it's because of Bittul. Let's take a look. Next piece of work. We're going to follow the same trail that we've been working with the Shitas, the Rashi, and the other Rishonim. Now the next piece of Gemara. One more piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara as follows. Okay? Itmar. Okay? We read as follows. Noye Sukkah Hamuflagin Nimena Arba. Everyone have the Gemara, yeah? Noye Sukkah. Was this good? The Chazara, I always debate whether it's Kedai or not. You went so much time already. It was okay. Then we went over it again. Okay. Can't hurt. Okay. Itmar noi sukkah mufragin mimena arba. We have noi sukkah, and they are four tfachim away from the schach. Okay. Until now, we talked about the na'osa being kosher, but now we have a discussion. Noi sukkah that are a distance of four from the schach. Rav Nachman amakshera. Rav Chizda v'Rabba Barav Huna Ami Psula. Now we have to know what this machokis is all about. Rav Nachman says kasher, Rav Chizda v'Rabav Huna say it's pasul. Let's already see Rashi. Noi sukkah, sadinin haprusim tachas schach l'noi. So they're spread out l'noi, like noi would, noi sukkah for noi. But they're four tfachim away from the schach. Psula, Rashi says, why? Mishum ohel mafsik. Rashi's on record. What's the problem? Mishum ohel mafsik. Meaning, v'ishtakach, d'lo goni besukkah. This is the shita of Rav Chizda, Rabbi Rav Huna. They say pasul because of ohel mafsik. So it's like you're in your separate ohel. You're not sleeping in the sukkah. You're in your separate ohel. Ula Rav Nachman came into a noy sukkah yavinu, since it's put there as noy, but batla, bitlo gaba, he made a batla, becomes batla to the sukkah. Now I ask you, Rabosa, be medaik well in Rashi. According to Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna, they say pasul. Rashi says because of ol mafsik. But what's the case? Mufogim menu abba. Now I ask you, let's say it wasn't menu abba, why would it be better? So you're going to say, oh, here they also be batla. Is that a correct way to read Rashi? Many Rishonim say that. I want to know Pshat Rashi. Then is that the way Rashi should talk? Rashi should say, they say it's Pasul Ol Masik. And Rav Nachman, he says that it's Batul. The first time Rashi lets you hear about Bittul is Rav Nachman by Mufagin Abba. But if you're telling me that the reason why for Rav Chizda, Rabbi Rav Huna, it's going to be kasher left and about with a bittul, then the machok is going to be, if he, even by our bath, you say bittul. So how should Rashi have spoken? Rashi, Nachman would say that even by our bath is bittul. Rashi doesn't bring in the svar of bittul until he gets to Rav Nachman. Of course, the intuition is, yeah, there for sure it's bittul. But it's not in Rashi. It doesn't say that. Rashi only gives you bittul with Rav Nachman. The one who is machadish, this idea of bittul to get rid of a problem, is Rav Nachman. And that's why Mufagin Abba has another saving grace. But not the saving grace for Rav Chizda, less than Abba is because of bittul. It doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say, and they hope the less would be bittul. Rav Nachman says, even dalit is bittul. It doesn't say that. So then what would be the pshat? So why would Rashi, why would there be no Ola Mafsik problem if it's not Abba? No, so you should know the answer. If it's within four, why is it a problem with Ola Mafsik? You should know, if you have everything you need to know to answer this question. What? Because he has to be a Mufagin Abba. Meaning, this is a raya to what we said at Pshat and Rashi and Amid Aleph. Rashi says, Kinof is a problem of Ol Mafsik. We saw it on Amid Aleph, in the Mishnah. Why? Rashi says three words which were very vague. Hirchika bin Aschach. Why doesn't Rashi tell us what it means? Rashi doesn't have to tell you. What's Hirchika? We know. We know Nigmar before. There's a Shira Flaga. Pasuka Tachas Asuka. Rashi holds that that Shira Flaga, which is of Chizdus Shir, is Dalit Tvachin. That is also relevant for this inyan of Ol Mafsik. So therefore, Pachas Medalid, it's not Ol Mafsik, because it's still called you're in the Ol of the Sukkah. You're only in a separate Ol if it's separate from the Sukkah by a certain distance. So the issue of Bittul is not relevant. Rav Chisda doesn't accept the notion of Bittul. It's never mentioned anywhere. It's because it's not an Ol Mafsik problem. Like we Medaik and Rashi and Aleph. Comes Dalit Fachim, no longer, now you have an Ol Mafsik problem. Comes up now, says, I'm going to tell you something new. You know what? Now even Mufagin Arba is going to be kosher because of Bittul. But that wasn't the reason for Rav Chisda before that. Yeah, Rav?
When it's in four, why isn't it considered an Ol?
If it's separate from the from the schach four, then it's considered its own identity. Then they're not considering all of the sukkah.
Four and it's not its own identity because it's batel.
I wouldn't use the word batel. I wouldn't say the word batel. It would be.
It's not its own. So what is it?
Its own. It's the independent. No, it does. It's not kovei shem la'atzmo. It's not pshat. It's batel to the schach. It's be considered to be that you're in the separate ol. It has to be separate from the a certain distance. Not the same thing as but. See, this, yeah. No.
Fine, so we'll say that, but is it considered Goni in the Sukkah, though?
Yeah. If it's not Kovea, Shem, La'atma is a separate space that's being enclosed, that's a separate OL, then you can still, then the Chalos, Shem, Ol, the Sukkah is still on so this again, area.
On one hand, it's not Batel, but on the other hand, it's still a. Is that,
yeah, no. The to be able to be tracked, the issue of Ol Mafsik is that you're not viewed anymore as being in the Ol of the Sukkah because you're in a separate Ol. To be a separate space, it has to be distinct and separated from the Sukkah. Otherwise, the Makom Asukkah relates even to the place within this. I don't recall that bit though exactly. I mean, I understand why you can see a similarity. It's a different notion. Yes, Menachem. Menachem.
I'm just wondering what the Rashi
is. Well, I'll tell you. So there's a Shaila and Amar Aleph had a paskin on this question of Haflaga by Sukkah Gabi Sukkah. So there's Tefach, Funa says Tefach, there's Dalit Fachin, the Dittel Shita, and then there's Yud of Shmuel. So if you will know, there's a whole Tumah had a paskin. So those, many Rishon paskin, like Shmuel, the Sukkah Gabi Sukkah is 10. And there are some who want to paskin like the middle sheet of Balamor, Shita Matiasa, and some is shown to find it, who want to bring a raya that we should paskin like the middle sheet because of this Gemara of No Yisuk and Bhagavan Abba. So other Rishonim counter, what kind of raya? What's the shaykhus? That issue is a Sukkah Gabi Sukkah issue, and this is the issue of what? Of Ol Mafsik, and less than Dalit is Batel to the Schach, and what does that do with the Sukkah Gabi Sukkah issue? Why would there be any basis to bring a raya from the Stam of the Gemara? Hear this. Stam of the Gemara paskins, no Yisukim, for an Abba, we have the Sheet of Dalid. And what does that do with the other issue? This is totally unrelated. But according to the way we're learning now, within Rashi, they are related. The whole notion of Dalid, why there is a problem, less is no problem, is because of the Shir being Haflaga of Dalit, and Rashi owes the Shir of Ol Mafsik is defined by the Haflaga, and that's the Diuk in Rashi Amid Aleph. Rashi says, Rechikim Naschach, Rashi didn't have to say more. He didn't have to tell you how the distance is, because that's already self-evident. And that's what this Gemara would be saying, and that's why Rashi only mentions Bittul for Rav Nachman, not before that. Okay, the only thing is, honestly, this I also don't know to tell you, but L'chaira, Ol Mafsik is a distinct psul. It's not the same thing as Shnei Schachin, right? Chayre, it's a different problem. Shnei Schachin is an issue of Shnei Schachin. Rashi says he mefurish. What is the problem according to Rav Chisda? Ol Mafsik, right? What do you do with Rashi and Amid Aleph? The three words in Rashi and Amid Aleph that seem to refer to this case as having what problem associated with it? Say schachim. Don't I know what to do? Rashi and Ben Aleph, when he had the kasha on the Yesh Mefarshim, the Yesh Mefarshim went pshat in the Mishnah that the problem is shnei schachim. So Rashi says it can't be. Yes, dim kain. That was true. Then according to Rav Chisda, lo mifsel and kin mufal dalit. Because if Shnei Schachin, you have to have the shear for Chizda of Dalit. That's what Chizda holds by Shnei Schachin. No, but if it's Mfogin Dalit, then how could Chizda say what words on the Mishnah? The Yisrael went Pshat in the Mishnah. They had a shear, they had a chama, and Shnei Schachin. So it comes out, it has to be a case where they're Mufal Dalit. But if Chizda said on the Mishnah, Dafka Pnei had a shear, but the Na'u says Ksheira. How could Rav Chisda say, "When I was a ksheir in a case of Mufug Dalid, I Rav Chisda pasul come on b'nai suka from an Dalid"? If I stop right there, good. Pasul come on. Why? Because of Al Mafsik. The words in Rashi and Aleph, if they were Rashi's words, I don't know. Nishum shnei schachim. What's Rashi saying? Shnei schachim. Definition. Rabbeinu Peretz, when he quoted Rashi's lashon, didn't have the three words shnei schachim. I mean, he has other things there that don't go with everything we were learning. But Lamaisa, when he quoted Rashi's words, he did not have the Mishnah Shnei Schachim. I don't know what to tell you. But Rashi and Bey says it's Ol Mafsik, not Shnei Schachim. They're not the same. Sarachiyun, I don't know. Rashi says of Shnei Schachim. Midal. But here he says it because of Ol Mafsik. Yes.
Yeah,
you found the Ran? The Ran asked that question. Where's the Ran?
So good.
I was looking for it. No. Where is it? What? Yud-Dalid. Yud-Dalid. Lingin Halacha.
In the middle of
the next paragraph. Rav HaLevi, Akivat Trei Rikshi. Yeah, let's look at it. Look, this is exactly it. Raz Alevi Akvat Rebekshi means he's hanging, putting his bed on two horses. The Pasa Keraba Rav Huna, Rav Chisda. No, that's the other point. Echol Kav Kamek Sasas. Oh, the end. Vehuzal Hevi Raya. Here it is. Vehuzal Hevi Raya Litvarov. The Balamar brought a Raya. Lipso Keraba Rav Huna Rav Chisda Dami Barba. That we hold by Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, that what the Shir is Abba, me the Kaimel and the Samoch, because we hold here on our days, Noi Sukkah for Menor Abba, she Psuk, Rav Chizab, Rav Apuna, Dami Haki, the Tabai, Bechatai, Meshaichi, that what, they're all saying the same thing, it's obviously one follows from the other. Fact the Ran, Abba the Leisha! What are you talking about? The Ma Inyan Zu, H.O. Zu! What's the Sheikhis? The Indian of Mefugin Dalit for Sukkah Gabi Sukkah has nothing to do with Noisuk Mefugin Menu Dalit. Hasam came into Mefugin Menashach Arba, Chashivi Bapi Nafshayu, Hilkach Memati Avira, Opasli, Mishim Schach Pasel. They're considered Chashiv by themselves if they're a distance of four, meaning they're not what? They're not Chashiv Bapi Nafshayu means they're not what? Aval Hacha. So as far as that's concerned, there's no connection. In that issue, we passing like Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, Rav Huna, not like Rav Nachman that passes by Dalit, not like Rav Nachman says it's kosher by Dalit. Fine. But so the Ran could not conceive of a sheiches between the issue of Mufragim Menu Dalid, a Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, of the issue of Kamateh Yehavim Sukkah Sukkah over there, and the issue of Noi Sukkah for Menu Dalid. What's the sheiches? We could hold Noi Sukkah Dalid and not less because of the Indian of when it's battle and what's not battle, and the other issue is Sukkah Gabi Sukkah. So what's Pshat in this riot? So the way we learned up in Rashi, it's mamish hafla v'fela. According to Rashi, the whole idea of Ol Mafsik, Rashi is limiting to when it is separated from the distance from the what is considered the Shira Floga. That was the Yechika Minaschach of Rashi of Amir Aleph, by Kinov. And that's exactly why Rashi doesn't say a word about Bittul until he gets to Rav Nachman. They are connected. And the Ran couldn't imagine, because the Ran is working with Bittul. And bittul is about whether it's considered chashav by itself. If it's distance of dalet, it's chashav. If sukkah got misukkah, there's no connection to this. Because, again, this is mamish, you know, coming out of the sugya. We didn't just invent it out of thin air. Mamish, we're building it out of the sugya. So this Gemara, right, would be a riot to what we learned Pshat and Rashi and Aleph, and this is why the Baal Mor, for example, thought that was a riot to bring from one Gemara to the other. And the man couldn't see the connection. Yeah. Sorry, I cut you off, Shmuel. I got excited because I wanted to find that Ran. Good, so we found the Ran. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying if it's like what Rashi is saying,
that's
from here,
Shnei
Sfafim.
Yes, why Rashi says Shnei Sfafim? You mean Rashi quotes Shnei Sfafim because they have a connection in terms of the Shia, but it's not the same soul. So why Rashi use the word Shnei Sfafim? It's not. It's just that Rashi holds that Kishen, that Sukkah Gami Sukkah is totally in that Shira Flaga of whatever, so it is over here. But why would Rashi use the terms interchangeably? Still skip. And
I think the inverse of Rashi, he says Mishum Shnei Sfafim, is the inverse of Rashi by Kama Yehei. He says that by Kama Yehei, the whole name of Chad Sukkahu.
It's fine.
So, then these two Schochim are now two Schochim, they're not Chad, so they're not Chad Schach.
It's dead.
Because now they're two, then it's all Maasek.
Yeah, but I still think it's a jump. Even if the halachas are linked, why would you label them the same? They're not the same soul. Oh, Maasek, Yashin Tach Samita, this is a different soul, the Shnei Schochim. No, you know, you wouldn't put Yashin Tach Samita and according to Rashi, Sukkah Tachas HaIlan, for example, which is Shnei Sfafim also, in the same sentence. It's not. This is Shnei Sfafim. Lamashal, I'll give you a perfect example. I mean, we'll get to this in a minute anyway. When it says Psula, we see Rashi later on the Amud, the same thing. Psula, in the case of Kino, in the same way that Sukkah Tachas HaIlan is Psula or no? How is it different? Pasha is different. Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, the same Psula by Tachas HaKino? Why? Probably like Abikinov. Why? Because what would it mean? Over there, the whole sukkah is pasul. And here, what does it mean? Ishtakach de lo gani the sukkah. In other words, so where is there a problem? The whole sukkah is a problem? What's the problem? The problem is in that area. L'mashal, look at there's a bir halacha. He quotes it, but look at the bir halacha. One of the pages that you have, yeah? Let's see. What did I give you here? Let me have that extra. Let's see. Yeah. Look at Tafesh Chav Zayin, one of the pages, the top of the staple is. The Lishan Tachtav. Ha'etzim ha'yotzim ya'abar Rashi Amita asa lifas alein sadin v'lishon tachtav. Ayin b'mishnah bura, dehu kinofos haniska b'mishnah dafyud, right? Case of kinofos. You see it where the top of the staple is, the bir halacha. V'da, the af shebimishnah kol al dava zeh b'machta chada, one scooping, in peris alein sadin, right? The case of kinof is put together in the same, right afterwards, in the same mishnah with Pirisadin of Tachtav or Tach, Nikol Makom Ikanaf Kusa Beinehem, the Hasam Posel Hasukah, Bahacha Ena Posel El Da Asulishin Tachtav Kedisa Begemar. So what do you have clearly? Shnei Schachin. I mean, the other case is not Shnei Schachin, but basically, what is he saying? The Psula of Kinov is not the same Psula as, let's say, Mipnei Anashar. But by the same token, the psul of kinov is not the same psul as tachas, sukkah tachas ha-sukkah or sukkah tachas ha-ilan. In what way? Sukkah tachas ha-ilan, sukkah tachas sukkah gabi sukkah, mipnei anashar, the whole sukkah is pasul. Agabi kinov, what's pasul? You can't be lishan tachta. So again, so Rashi uses a term by no sukkah pulimeno dalid. But the emphasis, it's a problem. I mean, I'm showing you the problem in Rashi, but really it's a bigger problem. I don't know really a good pshat, but I have to tell you. I have another issue with the Mishnah Bura here. He brings the following case. Look at the same page where you are. Sifkat and Yud Aleph. Yaakov, bear with me, yeah? Okay. Sifkat and Yud Aleph. Look at the Machaber. Pir Sadin Tachas Aschach Lenoi, right? So you put a sadin under the schach. Im hu betoch arba tfachim legag kshera. If it's within dalet, kasher. Okay, you have probably two possible mahalchim why there should be, right? We just discussed. Rashi, you could say because it's not an olamafsik, you need to have a separate haflagash here, or because of bittul. Vim hu rachak arba tfachim nagag psula. That's the problem of Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. And Eino Lenoi, Afo Pisha, who betoch abobs, Vachem Sula. Look at the Mishnah Bura. Okay, Sukkot test. We'll start with the first Sukkot in here. Peres Sadin, Bua Dini Mitra, Bishar Minim, Shem Mesachin Behem, whatever it is, Rad Dafka Sadin. Kigon Shetol, Tachas Aschach, Kulo, Mini Ochrim, Bekelem, Noam, Kidele Naosa. So, then, if it's within Dalet of the Schach, what's the din? Kosher. Why? The Teilem Megabi Schach. So he's going with the Rishonim, that the reason is because of the Teilem Megabi Schach. Umutra afil reshiv tachtein. Akidekach, it's even, you can sit under it too. Now, listen to the next one. The imu rachol gabot fachtein. This is the problem case that we just read. Uplogim menu Dalet. So he says, the kevan shirachokim abot fachtein in aschach. Chashivi bapi nafshayu. Where do we see this language? Chashivi bapi nafshayu. Where did we just see this lesson not too long ago in the Ran? Velo batri gabi sikuch. That's the point that the Ran is learning. That it's not but. V'nimtza she'en a yoshe b'tzel sukkah el b'tzel noy sukkah. Okay, then he says afil hanoyim chamasim mitzilas and gam kenasa v'yesh mekir mishaya. These are details. Look at the next one, Yud Beis, Sula. Here's where I don't pasha don't know pshat. Listen to this, Sivkot. So what's the pshat? Ol mafsik, right? What does ol mafsik mean? That what? That where you are, you can't be mekayim yeshiva sukkah, right? The whole sukkah is pasul, yes or no? No. We said of Yeralach a minute ago, right? And the Rashi later. Listen to this. Sula, hainu, kishi yesh ben shir arba tfachim. Dehu kishar schach pasul sheshiru ubezer. The first part of Mishnah Berurah is, let's say the width of the noi that's muflag in dalet is not four tefachim, no problem. It's not going to be any worse than it was mamish schach pasul beemtza. I mean, in other words, if it was not a shir of dalet tefachim, then it's not going to be worse. It's no worse if you didn't have anything on top of it. Of schach kosher, it's not a problem. If it's less than arba tefachim, that's not posa. Okay, fine. So far, so good. Ve'emu be'emtza, if the noy sukkah that have a width of what? Of four tefachim, and they are a distance of what from the top, from the schach. What's our case again? What's our case? Noy sukkah that are the problem case. Mufag and dalet. But they have also a width of dalet, because otherwise you could, no problem either. Imu be'emsa, mamish don't understand. Posel ko asoka mitam zek in the vorsham. I don't understand. Wake me up in the middle of the night tonight with an answer. Shot in an issue. I don't understand. Posel ko asoka mitam zek. You have to, but I mean, if you have what to say. Posel ko asoka mitam zek. Okay, wait till tomorrow morning, also good, but I don't understand. Shot. Posel ko asoka mitam zek in the vorsham. What is Mishnah Berurah saying? That this problem that we just read in the Gemara, that we hold like Rav Chisda and Rabbi Avuna, the noy sukkah fogim in a dalet, is a problem. He's learning, but it's not butter to the sukkah, it's a separate thing, okay? But what is the problem? Oh, mafsik, right? And he says, just like we know by schach pasul be'emtza, this by minat sad, then we know there's a rule called what? Dofen akum up to dalet amis, so then it becomes dofen, no problem. It doesn't pass the sukkah. But if be'emtza, so what Rashi explains later, it's like it splits the sukkah in two. Now you don't have tfanos. It's mafsik between tfanos and the schach akasher. If you have schach pasul in the middle of the sukkah, kishir dalet tfachin, it creates a problem in the sukkah. It breaks up the whole sukkah. So it says the Mishnah Berurah. noy sukkah, the flag menu dalid, and the width of dalid fachin, is posel kol sukkah. Mamash don't understand. If you have the case of kinov, the case of the classic case of ol mafsik, we just read in the Bir Halacha about. So what do we say? The sukkah is posel or not sukkah? Does it create a problem in the whole sukkah? No. Why? We have to figure out how to teach it exactly. That's clear. Maybe the pshat is, I don't know how to teach it. You know, Ger, the rest of the sukkah, by tachas amita, I don't have the same problem because you have the space above the mita. Let's say the kinov goes very close to the schach. So this the sadin that you put to create all mafsik is mamish atat next to the schach. Does it create a hefsik in the whole sukkah? Yes or no? Hash to stop. Like, why? Stop because the extent, if you didn't have the separate O here, the sukkah goes to includes this area too. So it's only an exclusion in terms of your being yod, so your mitzvah, if you're in the separate O. But vis-a-vis the sukkah as a whole, it's not going to create a break in the sukkah like schach pasul. It's only affecting your yeshiva sukkah. If it wasn't, the O wasn't here, you'd have a good sukkah in this area too. So even though right now you're viewed to be in a separate OL, and it doesn't consider it to be a break in the whole sukkah, you know, you kept yod, so you're mitzvah in the separate OL, but the sukkah is still good. That's clear. So I don't understand. So why is noy sukkah mefleg in the dalid with a width of four tefachim? Because other than that, if it's not a width of four tefachim, it's no problem anyway. It's no worse than if it was schach pasul less than dalid tefachim in width. So why does Mishnah Berurah say here that it would posel kol sukkah? Sounds like the noy sukkah problem becomes worse than the standard classic example of ol mafsik. I don't understand. Hashem Yoreinai, like what's pshat here? Maybe we'll have to see more of it. Go on the sugi, try to understand better. Like, I don't know. I didn't have a chance to be ma'ayin too much, but this mishnah struck me as I must on the same page that the Bir Halacha that says da, and this based on the Rashi's later in the Amud that hasam posel a sugi v'acha in a posel a solution tachta. No, what do we have? The noy sugam fagum and the dalid is like. It's like all mafsik. That's what Rashi says here in the Gemara. It's nice and everything is perfect, but I don't know, Pasha, what do you make of this? How could it be passing the whole sukkah? Yeah.
I mean, the sudden, I think, makes sense why it's passing the whole sukkah. The question is by kinov, why is it not?
Even by, yeah, I'm saying.
So I'm saying.
He's talking by sadin. The case of the halacha is going on is a case of a sadin. It's a case of sadin. The Siv Gimel is a case of sadin.
Yes, so the question is, what's different by kinov? That's not possible. So
I yeah, say, I'm
by
saying.
By kinov, you say the legaba suya. It was made only for the inside. It was made. You don't put it up for the outside. By sudden, you're putting it up for outside. So, but by the.
So noy is worse. Noy is somehow worse.
Noy is worse because it's not legaba. It's not legaba suya. It's latata suya. It's under the slab.
It's staying here. It's not being taken out.
Yeah, but the kinov is only for under it. Meaning it's only for the mita.
And the noy is for its on top.
It's for the sukkah.
Maybe, so it's a worse problem. No, it's a worse problem for that reason. Even though the words in Rashi are the same. Rashi says, O mafsik in the Mishnah, by kinov, Rashi says, O mafsik over here, ishtakach du logani besukkah. It's all the same with Sholmas. But apparently it's a deeper problem. But I have to know why that is. I hear, yes. Yeah.
So the Mishnah before, he quoted it, one of the
who are you quoting? Who are you quoting?
Mishnah Berurah here.
Yeah. Nim saying Yosha b'tzel sukkah,
b'tzel noy sukkah.
In
Yudalev. Yes, it's kind of like we saw by the Starif, it's like a schach pos that we attribute the.
But again, it sounds like it's a in a Yosha.
Right, so then what's shot by a schach pos? Schach pos, you're sitting under.
Schach pos has a koach to break the whole sukkah up.
And that's why you're sitting under the sale of that schach pos. So here too, you're sitting under the sale of.
So why by kinov? Back to the case of kinov. Why by kinov is that not that way? Kinov, apparently, we say no. In terms of the heft of the sukkah, it's intact. It doesn't create a split in the sukkah.
What if kinov's only talking about a three-tefach?
Hashtag, the case of kinov can even be when it's mamish. Again, Rashi will not that way. Rashi has to be in Muflug anyway, but if it's if all the others shown him, you can have a kinov.
Three tefachim and why?
No, that's three tefachim. No, no, the kinov comes all the way close to the tzach. And then you spread a sadin over the bed, and the top of it, and it's spread very much samach with tzach. and yet the sukkah is still kosher. Every other part of the sukkah is fine. On either side of where the sardin is spread down, you could eat, right? Seems that way.
That's good.
You could sit, right?
That's where it's not possible. It's possible to eat under that.
Right, but you could eat the rest of the other sides of the sukkah.
In that case, it's going to be a case of it's three tefach, and then therefore it's not going to be a.
Making a kimta in the Mishnah? In case of kinuch? Making a kimta in the Mishnah? I don't know. Rashi says it's a kimta schach. Rashi tells you that it's a kimta. Fine. But more than that, Rashi doesn't say anything.
Whether we're understanding Rashi that the psul has muslim doubts, it's like the Kami Hegemara. So the psul there is sukkah type of sukkah. So can't we say that here that sukkah and that it also explains why Rashi and before learning?
Yeah, I understand. All good, but that's Rashi Amid Aleph.
So not but you see,
but Rashi Amid Beis doesn't say Shneitz. Rashi doesn't say.
It equates them. That's why he connects it to sukkah and sukkah.
I understand what you're trying to do, but Pashtus and Svar doesn't seem that it's the same thing. More Mistava, Rashi says over here. Rashi Amir Aleph, I don't know. Rashi says over here, Ishtakach Dilo Gani Besuk. Mishum O Mapsua, Mishum O Mapsik. You're saying O Mapsik, Ishne Schachim. We're going to see Mahalchim, we're going to see eventually Rambam and others that there may be a lot of more of an overlap than we think between these various Psul and Sukkah. So maybe at the end we'll have to come back to say that in Rashi too. But at this point, I don't know that we are. I mean, I hear what's bothering us and why we want to say it, but like, you have to build a bigger case than just this. The next two lines of Gemara is the story. Part of the Gemara is to Mimashkim this Indian. The Gemara brings a story because you have these same players involved in a Maisa. So there's the Gemara. Again, so Rav Nachman Amakshay, Rav Chizda, Rav Avuna Amapsula, Rav Chizda, the Rabba Barafuna, they're the ones who hold Psula, Iklu, Beresh Galusa. So they happen to be meeting there. They happen to find themselves by the Reish Galusa, and it was Sukkis. Agninu Rav Nachman b'Sukka shenoyeh muflagim imena arba tfachin. So Rav Nachman had them. He was moshiv them. He settled them in a sukkah. Rav Nachman was the dayan, Rashi says, by the Reish Galusa. Ad based in Haya. The Reish Galusa used to appoint dayanim, and they had their own system of batidinim under the Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman says Rashi, Av based in Haya v'nagid umitzave b'beis Reish Gola. So he married into the family too, I think. So he was machir there in the Reish Galusa's house. The osan al piv. Everyone he had his word was followed. And so he said, you go into this sukkah. This will be your place. What kind of a sukkah was it? One that was for him a kosher sukkah. Here you get into touching of neiver question. You know, in other words, he was aware, as you'll see in a minute in the Gemara, he was aware that they didn't consider, he didn't know what they're going to answer him, that they were putter anyway. He thought that they were chai b'sukkah, and he knew that they felt that it would puzzle, and yet he didn't have any qualms being moshiv them in a sukkah that l'fishi tassam was a puzzle sukkah. The post can deal with this question. Is it l'fnei iver for me to be quote unquote machshu you, because for you it's an isser, but as far as what I know and what I feel, it's not an isser.
He didn't know that they were putter?
Yeah,
what? No, he didn't know. That's what they defended themselves. Look at the Gemara story. So what happens? So ishtiku v'amru v'amidi. So they were quiet, they didn't say anything, and they went along to be in that sukkah of Noyeha v'fogin dalet, and maybe that's where they were, and that was the whole sukkah was that. Amaluhu, so he teased them, he says, Hadur, Burabanan Mishmatayu, you were chosen from what you always held. You always held that mufagmin of dalid. You can't be in such as you can't be yotzi yeshiva sukkah. So what does that mean? So he knew what they held, and that's why he was asking them, were you chosen? So if they held that way, and he knew that he held that way, why was he doing this? Okay, so Amrulay, they gave the answer. Anan shulchan mitzvah anan. Anyway, we're pater p'tur min sukkah. That's then in the second parak, Shulchan Mitzvah, Patam and Asukah, Osik Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah. What exactly was the mitzvah they were involved with? The Gemara doesn't say. Rashi explains, Shulchan Mitzvah, Nan, Lahak, Lupnei, Reish, Go. That's before they were here. There's an Indian to Mekabo, Dechai, Vadim, Lahak, Lupnei, Rabo, Beregel. So apparently, Reish Goa is Bechal that. Not every Reish Goa was on such a high spiritual level. Some were, some weren't. But whoever the Reish Goa was then was obviously in some way roughly for Kibud. And somehow would go into this Indian of Rav Beregel, some chashuva person, upatrina, and that would be part. We're part of the sukkah. Okay. Rafi, before. Mm-hmm. Take a question. Noah.
I think Rebbe explained the Gemara in Kamehe and Yudav Aleph. So with the first sheet goes Oral Masi. And
from Tefach, Rav Huna said Tefach was defined by Tumah, the Shir Tefach.
Everybody said it was like,
it was like an OL.
We explained it as an OL over there.
That the top Sukkah has to be Mahil on a Makom Bifnei Atzmo to be called Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. You have to view, you can't say that the space that the top Sukkah is Mahil on is totally overlapping with the space of the lower Sukkah, because to the extent that there's no independent space that you can attribute to the top ohel, the top schach, so then it's not called sukkah gavi sukkah. It's not called shnei schachin. It's chad schach. You have to find some area that you can define as exclusively the province of space of the top schach. So how much would that be? So either a tefach or four tefachim or ten tefachim.
So, but we're calling it the top sukkah is an ohel over the mountain.
No. It's a sukkah gabi sukkah. What's called the top sukkah, a separate ohel, a separate schach, because it has something that it is exclusively b'mahil on. And then you can say, I have a sukkah gabi sukkah. If there's no space that you can call uniquely the top schach, then it can fit to be chad schach.
So why can we just call this psul, which is shnei schachin, psul of ohel mafsik on the bottom schach to the top schach? That's exactly what we're saying right now.
Saying it backwards. I mean, you don't have to say it because Olam Mafsik is specific to the case of Yashin Tachas Amita, for example, or the case over here. Here, you don't have to go as far as calling it Olam Mafsik. It's Shnei Schachim. Shnei Schachim. It's not the same thing.
We explained the whole Shnei Schachim because you have an O on top of the bottom circle. Good, so now that we have
a separate, right, so therefore it's Shnei Schachim.
We can't view it as, if you have it all on top of the bottom sukkah, so therefore, in terms of coming from the bottom sukkah, going upwards, the problem of Shnei Svachin is also a problem of this ohel is being mafsik in the top sukkah.
But who says you have to go as far as calling it all mafsik? If you don't know of all mafsik, would you still have to be able to concede that there's a problem of sukkah gabi sukkah? That's what I want to know. Do you need to know that there's a psula o mafsik in order to understand that there's a psula sukkah gabi sukkah? If you know shnei schachin, do you automatically know the yisod of o mafsik? You could say that we know both, and now we could say that the shurim Rashi feels are identical, and Rashi for assumes that o mafsik can only be if it's going to be the haflaga that we find with sukkah gabi sukkah. That I can grant you. That we saw, that's what medayik in Rashi. But does that mean that the two psulim are mamish one and the same? If I don't know about Om Mafsik, would I not be able to understand that there's a psul sukkah gabi sukkah and shnei schachin? Basukas sukkah gabi sukkah. From what we know now, we're still wearing the sugyas. Maybe we may have to revisit and tweak and come around. But at this point, do you have to assume that the two are interchangeable, and you have to know one to know the other, or that you have to define the problem sukkah gabi sukkah because it's like an Om Mafsik? Who says? Shnei Schachin, that's the problem. You understand Shnei Schachin. Olam Mafsik is a definition. If a haraya, again, I keep coming back to this, does the whole sukkah become pasul? By Olam Mafsik, does the whole sukkah become pasul? No, only the area that is considered a separate olah, that you're not viewed as being in the olah of the sukkah gabi sukkah, the whole sukkah is pasul. You could say because the whole sukkah is...
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is that in that Gemara, we're viewing Shnei Schach as the top sukkah over the bottom sukkah. Why can we view it as this bottom schach is an ohel blocking the bottom schach?
You think tape the clay because of Olam Mafsik? That's what you're asking. Let it be. What do you have to come on to a new?
Same, so it's really that's in the same thing. We're
you're asking. Let it be the problem of Olam Mafsik. What do you have to need? What do you have to talk about sukkah gavi sukkah?
No, I'm trying to say it's the same thing. Because the top sukkah.
Help him out, somebody.
I'm saying we're viewing the top sukkah over the bottom sukkah as shnei schachim, yeah? But you can do the very same psul as from the bottom sukkah up as an ohel mafsik between me and the top schach. So it's not a tape of glades. No, hagufa, the problem of shnei schachim is that there's, from the bottom sukkah's perspective, there's a schach blocking to that. No.
No. I'm saying. I hear what you're saying. But does it seem correct, everybody? That's what it is. It is the same thing. Okay, I understand why you want to say it. I understand the stira in Shimon Rashi. I understand why you want to say it, but I want
to explain on Abed Aleph as we have the top sukkah is an OL, but the first sheet is a one tefach.
I mean, except for the one Rashi on Abed Aleph in the bottom, do you have any other clear indication? Let me ask like that. From all stand, I understand. But like this is all, you're fishing for something. I want to know, do you have any clear indication when you read the Gemaras that we're dealing with the same exact topic, the same exact psul? Or this is a psul of Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, this is a psul of Olmatzik, Rashi says be here Olmatzik. It could be that the Shurim are going to overlap, yes, but it's exactly the same thing. We have a Mishnah later, of Yerushan Dachas Amita, we have coming up, Kinof and Kila, all this, that's all Olmatzik issue. But again, the Gemara, the truth is we don't know enough. What do we know? There's a Gemara that we have to do after the Tosis that we're doing. The next piece of Gemara, there's a Gemara that has the following kasha. And you'll see it eventually. Vahare Sukkah, the Gemara is talking all mafsik, and the Gemara asks, and this is going to be a very important line of Gemara. Vahare Sukkah, gabi Sukkah, dekviya, va'amashmur kechsher kachtsula. And for the Gemara, it's a magical Gemara. How you read this Gemara? And for the Gemara, Amri Hasam de la Mifsal Sukkah Basara. Hacha de la Shvuya Allah, Bats Measara Nami Avi Allah. That Gemara is going to have to illuminate for us some of this discussion. There's a Shaka Vitaria in the Gemara. The Gemara brings Sukkah Gabi Sukkah in connection to a Shaka Vitaria of Ol Mafsik. And the Gemara has a Kasha and gives a Teretz. Again, so what, we don't know enough right now to maybe fully assume one way or the other. But L'chara, as we see things right now, they're not the same. Right? Except I have a Dika in the Rashi, I've seen a Stira in the Rashi, and I understand I have reason to think that Rashi holds that the Shurim correlate. All that's true. But Sukkah Gabi Sukkah is the Sugya earlier. The Mishnah says Sukkah Gabi Sukkah. We have another Mishnah on the second paragraph of Yashin Tachas Hanbita, that's Ol Mafsik. We have Noi Sukkah, which Rashi says is Ol Mafsik. We have Kino, which is Ol Mafsik. We have Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, Shnei Schochin, Tachas Ha'ilan. I don't know who to go to. Nachum, you got to get priority, okay. Yeah. Okay.
What would Rashi say in the case where we were Mefar Sadin, and it was Mufla Garba, but the Sadin was Atah, Mufla Garba?
It would be Mufug Valley. It could be Shnei Schachin, Shnei
Schachin. So Shnei Schachin is the problem.
Right. There you go. There can be Ol Mafsik. The Ol Mafsik is under. It's under. This is above. 100%. 100%. That could be. That could very well be. That's what the Torah is mashma also. Shnei Schachin is only. I mean, he was saying another point. Shnei Schachin is dafka when it's on top, not the Sambaran. We could say it is even in Sambaran too. If it's on top, it's not Ol Mafsik. That's for sure. That's for sure. That's perfect.
Once you have that right
now. You have right enough Gemina, yeah. But think, well, does that mean that every time you have Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, you can't pass on Mishma Ol Mafsik? That's what he wants to do.
But I'm saying,
you want to pass on the bottom Sukkah. So what do you need Sukkah Gabi Sukkah? It's Ol Mafsik. You're not in the space of the big Sukkah. You're in your own space.
So I'm saying, once you have the concept of Shnei Schachin independently, then it's like, okay, so.
So every time it overlaps, it can overlap. Yaakov.
I think on the first day that we started the sugya and we were talking, like, we saw the Stira and Rashi and Trig Seder, and people want to suggest that like maybe Ol Mafsik's like a branch off of Shnei Schachim, in the sense that like Shnei Schachim's like encompasses your whole sugya, and that's why it's like a psul in the sugya, because everything under it is puzzle. But Ol Mafsik, like in the Algar Kinof case, be like isolated to a certain section of the sukkah, okay. and it's on like Rashi's later. And it's like,
okay, but then why does the Mishnah Berurah say that? Why does Mishnah Berurah say that it breaks up the sukkah?
So here it's a sudden case where it covers the whole sukkah. Huh?
No, Mishnah Berurah says if it's nice sukkah, muflag and dalit, that's a rachab dalit in the middle be'emsa. Sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, you can't eat on either side either. That's what Mishnah Berurah that we just read.
Kosher sukkah, would it be considered
Ol
Mafsik?
If what?
If
the kosher sukkah, would it be considered Ol Mafsik? If you're in a separate Ol under it?
But it's complete kosher sukkah.
But then you have sukkah gabi sukkah,
what do you say? What?
But then you have sukkah gabi sukkah.
I'm saying it wouldn't be Ol Mafsik, I'm saying.
Because mapsik is only when it's pasuk.
I mean, because it'd be complete. Nothing. Who cares if you're mapsik? Now you have more kosher slach under me.
So then you have to come to shnei schach.
Then you have to come to shnei schach.
Yeah, we're going to see eventually that the Ramban, I learned that every sukkah gabi sukkah, it's like the second, one sukkah becomes pasul schach too. You're talking about where it's technically kosher schach. But eventually we'll get to this Ramban. This Ramban is a fantastic Ramban. Like he makes every sukkah gabi sukkah the equivalent of sukkah tachas ha'ilah. This is a whole different mahalach that we haven't, I don't want to get anyone confused, but that's like, there's a lot of things going on here. He's saying that would be an example. Oh, mafsik has to be where it's pasul. Yeah. Okay, we'll have to try to do the best we could. We have more to do. We have a separate inyan that we're going to deal with in the interim. But then we come back to this inyan of. Hey, I'm sorry.